主耶稣他为我们成就是无比的救恩。
The Lord has accomplished great salvation for us.
我们今天早晨我们要继续来歌颂赞美我们的神。
And this morning we want to continue to sing and sing praises to Him.
因为他是全能的神。
For He is the Almighty God.
他是拯救我们的主。
He is the God who has delivered us.
让我们一起站立。
Let's all rise.
再用我们的歌声来敬拜他。
Use our music and songs to worship Him.
The splendor of a King grows in majesty. Let all the earth rejoice. Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. Oh, all my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, holy brothers,
we're gonna make it.
your power of love walks with us every day.
让我们在每天每一件事情上面，我们能够更多来经历主你的自己。
So that in all things in our daily lives, we can experience you more. By your love, we want to follow you.
主耶稣，求你今天再来，借着你的仆人再来向我们说。
May you speak to us today through your servant.
我们这样子感谢祷告，祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
弟兄姐妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天我要想要分享的题目是全能的神。
Today I'd like to share on the topic the Almighty God.
我想对于我们刚读完创世纪的我们，
I believe that for those who just finished reading the book of Genesis,
对这个词肯定不陌生。
This term is very, very familiar to us.
我们先一起来回想我们在哪里有看过这个词。
Let's first recall together where we have seen this term.
第一个地方是在《创世纪》第十七章一到二节。
The first place is in the book of Genesis, chapter 17, verses 1 to 2.
他说亚伯兰九十九岁的时候，耶和华向他显现。
It says when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him.
对他说，我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人，我就与你立约，使你的后裔极其繁多。
And said to him, I am Almighty God, walk before me and be blameless, and I will make my covenant between me and you and multiply you exceedingly.
这是十七章。
This is chapter 17.
离开前面的一章就是十六章。
And from the previous chapter, which is chapter 16,
实际上那个当中的时间过了十三年。
Actually, 13 years had passed.
如果我这样说，弟兄姐妹也许就有了印象。
And if I say so, you may remember.
那个时候刚好是夏甲给亚伯拉罕生以实玛利的时候。
It was the time when Hagar bore Ishmael to Abraham.
神后来对亚伯兰说。
And later God told Abraham.
从撒拉生的才要称为你的后裔。
That the only one born from Sarah would be called his descendant.
意思就是说，这个八十六岁的时候生的还不能称为你的后裔。
In other words, it means that the son born when he was 86 years old.
好像这个是一件很不可能的事情。
Cannot be called his descendant, so it seems very impossible.
所以在十七章的一开始。
So at the beginning of chapter 17.
神就向亚伯兰显现。
God appeared to Abraham.
告诉他说，我是全能的神。
And told him, I am the Almighty God.
在你看来是不可能的。
What seems impossible to you?
但是我，你的神是全能的神。
But I, your God, am the Almighty God.
在不久的将来，你就要经历我是全能的神。
In the near future, you experience that I am the Almighty God.
再一次提到这个词的时候，是在创世纪第二十八章。
And the next time this term was mentioned is in chapter 28.
是以撒在跟雅各祝福的时候说的。
It's when Isaac blessed Jacob.
愿全能的神赐福给你，使你生养众多，成为多族。
May God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, that you may be an assembly of peoples.
将应许亚伯拉罕赐福给你和你的后裔，使你承受你所寄居的地为业，就是神赐给亚伯拉罕的地。
And give you the blessings of Abraham to you and your descendants with you, that you may inherit the land in which you are a stranger, which God gave to Abraham.
我们要记得那个时候的雅各是一个逃亡的人。
And we need to remember that Jacob at that time was the one who was fleeing from home.
他什么都没有。
He had nothing.
那个时候他即将要离开他的家，离开以撒的身边。
And he was about to leave home and to leave Isaac.
我觉得这些话好像对他来讲非常的不实际。
I believe that these words may be unrealistic to him.
但是我在想，对以撒来讲。
But I believe for Jacob and for Isaac,
一生他一个忘不了的一个经历。
There was one unforgettable experience.
就是有一天他的父亲要带着他去远足。
Was when his father took him on the journey.
要往摩利亚地的山去。
To the land of Moriah.
他还记得他问他的父亲。
And he remembered asking his father.
我们有火，我们有柴。
We have fire and wood.
但是那个燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？
But where's the lamb for the burning offering?
他父亲回答说，
And his father answered,
我儿，我的神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
My son, God will provide himself a lamb.
没想到后来被放在祭坛上的原来是他的自己。
Unexpectedly, the one who to be placed on the altar was himself.
他更没有想到的是，原来有一只公羊，他的脚被扣在那个稠密的小树上。
Even more unexpected was that a ram caught by its horns in the thicket.
代替他做了燔祭。
And took its place to be the burnt offering.
以撒亲身经历了全能的神。
Isaac personally experienced God's almightiness.
全能的神替他预备一只公羊来代替他。
God Almighty provided a ram for him to be his substitute.
所以如果他有选择，他也盼望他的孩子雅各离开的时候能够 同样的经历。
Therefore, if he had a choice, he also hoped his son Jacob, when he leaves the house, that he would also have the same experience.
虽然这些话对他的当时好像是一些不实际的话。
Even though those words were very unrealistic to him at the time.
但是我们知道从他身上的确生养众多，的确成为多族，也得到了寄居的地为业。
But we know what happened next, that from one man came many descendants, and they became many peoples, and they inherited the land.
神实在是全能的神，在他没有难成的事。
Truly God is the Almighty God, and nothing is too hard for him.
在过去的周一早上，我们又读到了全能的神。
And this past Monday morning, we also read again about the Almighty God.
这次是在雅各临终的时候。
And this time was when Jacob was near the end of his life.
他在向约瑟见证他自己所经历的事情。
And he testified to Joseph of what he had experienced.
雅各对约瑟说，全能的神曾经在迦南地的路斯向我显现。
Jacob said to Joseph, God Almighty appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan.
赐福给我。
And blessed me.
对我说，我必使你生养众多，成为多民。
And said to me, Behold, I will make you fruitful and multiply you.
又要把这个地赐给你和你的后裔，永远为业。
And I will make many, I will make of you a multitude of people, and give this land of your descend to your descendants after you as an everlasting possession.
我们都记得那个时候的雅各做了一个梦。
And we all remember that Jacob at the time had a dream.
他看到了一个通天的梯子。
He saw a ladder reaching to the heaven.
他看到耶和华站在梯子的上面向他说话。
And he saw Lord standing above it and talked and spoke to him.
给他应许。
And he gave him promises.
他也向神许愿。
He also made a vow to God.
要以耶和华为他的神。
That the Lord would be his God.
那个时候感觉到何等不实际的话。
At the time, those words seemed unrealistic.
在他的最后的一段时间，却句句已经应验。
Yet in his end days, every word has been fulfilled.
雅各所经历的神是全能的神。
The God, Jacob has experienced is the Almighty God.
用他自己的话来说，是一生牧养他直到今日的神。
And he uses using his own word, he said, "He's the God who has shepherded him all his life till this day."
雅各的一生就要即将要过去。
As Jacob's life was coming to an end.
但是在这个时候，他可以见证说。
But this time he could testify.
是爱的神做他的牧人。
That the God of love has been his shepherd.
他常喂养，他常施恩。
He constantly fed him and shepherded him.
神纪念一个小小的雅各。
God remembered a small Jacob.
从母腹中就想要得着祝福。
And who from the womb had desired to have blessings.
但是在雅各还不懂的时候。
And before Jacob understood.
他凭着自己的力量去抓。
He relied on his own strength to grasp.
他为自己争取，为自己筹算。
And he strive and to scheme for himself.
但是雅各完全没有想到。
But Jacob did not realize.
原来神一直纪念着他。
That God had always remembered him.
一直纪念他想要的。
He had always remembered what he was longing for.
也让他得到他想要的。
And would grant it to him.
甚至超过所求所想的。
And even beyond what he asked and imagined for.
只是不是用雅各的方法。
Not only using Jacob's own method,
是用神的时间，也用神的方法。
But that was in God's time and in God's way.
雅各没有想到。
Jacob did not realize.
原来要得到祝福不是他想象的那样子。
That the blessing he wanted to have was not the thing that he had imagined.
而是需要经过许多的苦难。
But it required many hardships.
他的生命需要被改变。
That his life needed to be changed.
他的老我需要受到对付。
His old self needed to be dealt with.
他需要被减少住，需要被兴旺。
And his old self needs to decrease and the Lord needs to increase.
他才能够得到这个祝福。
So that he can receive this blessing.
让他更想不到的事情。
And nor did he realize
这原来不是他自己一个人的事情
that it was not just about himself.
神要借着他把祝福继续地传下去
But God would use him to pass on the blessing.
雅各得到了福气
Jacob has received this blessing.
他得到了后裔
And he received the descendants.
他得到了土地
The land.
最重要的
And most importantly,
他得到了神
He gained God.
神是雅各的神
And God was Jacob's God.
雅各的神是全能的神。
And Jacob's God is God Almighty.
再一次看到全能的神这个字的时候。
And the next time we see God Almighty this term.
是出现在出埃及记的第六章第三节。
It's in Exodus chapter 6 verse 3.
这是神向摩西所说的话。
And this is what God said to Moses.
我从前向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各显现为全能的神。
I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty.
至于我的名耶和华，他们未曾知道。
But by my name, Lord, I was not known to them.
那个时候的摩西心灰意冷。
And at that time, Moses was discouraged.
原本他，我们都读到了神呼召摩西。
We all read about how God called Moses.
原本他想说，神叫我回到埃及去，要借着我有一番大作为。
And he thought, maybe God has called me back to Egypt so he can do great things through me.
他知道法老难办。
And he knew Pharaoh was to be difficult.
但是他没有想到法老这么难办。
But he didn't expect it to be this difficult.
他碰了一个大的钉子。
And he really encountered great difficulty.
不只是法老不听他的话。
Not only would the Pharaoh not listen.
还把更重的一个担子加在以色列人身上。
But he made the Israelites labor even more harsher.
原来本来就因着工作叹息哀哭的以色列人现在遭遇更大的难处。
And the Israelites already groaning under heavy burdens, they now face even greater hardship.
于是摩西就回到神那里向神诉苦。
Therefore, Moses returned to the Lord and complained.
你为什么打发我去呢？
Why have you sent me?
你一点都没有拯救百姓。
You have not delivered your people at all.
神对摩西的回复。
And God's reply to Moses was,
就是这句话,
was this sentence.
我从前向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各显现为全能的神。
I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty.
你要看见我的作为。
You will see my works.
我要用我的大能拯救以色列人。
I will bring Israel out with a mighty hand.
全能的神不会被法老限制住。
The Almighty God will not be confined by Pharaoh.
你要看到全能的神坚定与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的约。
You will see that God Almighty will uphold His covenant with Abraham.
他们经历了我是全能的神。
They have experienced that I am the Almighty God.
但是我要让你进一步知道我是耶和华，让你经历这个名字。
But I will let you experience my name, the Lord.
全能的神借着法老心的刚硬。
Almighty God will use Pharaoh's hardened heart.
要来彰显他的大作为。
To show his mighty works.
今天我们很有幸的。
And today we are very fortunate.
我们在短短的时间里面，我们就可以看到神在这么多的人的身上的工作。
That in this short amount of time, we can see God's mighty works in so many people.
但是我们读的这些跟我们有什么关系？
But these things we have read, what do they have anything to do with us?
神不只是他们的神，也应该是我们的神。
The Lord is not only their God, He should also be our God.
神如何在以往彰显他的大能，应付那个时代的需要？
Just how God displayed His power in the past to meet the needs of that time.
今天我们也可以来经历这位全能的神。
Today we can also experience this Almighty God.
其实应该说，
In fact, we should say,
如果我们不经历这位全能的神，
If we do not experience this Almighty God,
我们没有办法生存。
We cannot survive.
我们没有办法做好的基督徒。
And we cannot be proper Christians.
今天我想从三个方面来讲。
And this morning I would like to share from three aspects.
在我们的生命中如何来经历这位全能的神。
How we can experience this Almighty God in our daily lives.
第一个我想说的。
And first thing I would like to mention is,
就是全能的神能够使人的生命改变。
Is that the Almighty God can change a person's life?
过去的周四,
This past Thursday,
我在喜乐组,
I joined the Joy Group,
就是我们教会的年长组,
that is the seniors group in our church,
和他们一同聚会,
and we had a meeting together.
那天带诗歌的弟兄,
and that day the brother who led worship,
他选了圣徒诗歌291, 主我要向你。
He chose him 291, All to be likely.
那个带诗歌的弟兄就让我们先把歌词念过一遍。
And the brother who led worship, he first had us read the lyrics first.
然后我们就一节一节的唱。
Then we sang verse by verse.
那天弟兄姐妹唱得很投入。
And everybody was engaged and, on that day.
我听到弟兄姐妹这样子唱，我心里很感动。
And my heart was deeply touched by having so many people singing the hymn.
我也觉得很有主的同在。
And I felt a strong sense of the Lord's presence.
在唱过一遍以后，
And after singing the first round,
那个弟兄他就说，
And the brother started sharing.
他说这个诗歌好像是人跟人在讲话。
And he said this hymn seems like to be a conversation between men and between two people.
是人之间的对话。
It's like a conversation between one and another.
后来我说是的。
I responded yes and said yes.
的确这个是一个对话。
That it is indeed a conversation.
但是是人跟神的对话。
But it's not between two people, but rather it's between man and God.
我问他们说，
So I asked them,
如果你们的孩子们跟你讲说，爸爸妈妈，我们愿意，我愿意像你。
And if you imagine if your child says to you, Dad, Mom, I would like to be I want to be like you.
我问他们，你们会不会很高兴？
Would you be happy?
大家都点头，我们会很高兴。
And everybody nodded and said yes, they would be happy.
我说，当我们把这首歌唱在主的面前的时候，
And I said, when we sing this hymn before the Lord,
当我们从我们的心中，我们跟主说，
And from the bottom of our hearts, when we say to the Lord,
主啊，我要像你，主，我要像你。
Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee.
可爱的救主，像你的模样。
Blessed Redeemer, poor as thou art.
主也同样的非常的高兴。
And the Lord will also be pleased.
诗歌很快的唱完。
And the hymn ended quickly.
我们回到现实的生活当中。
And when we return to reality,
我们要怎么能才能够像主？
And how can we do to be like the Lord?
我们要怎么做，我们的生命才会改变？
What do we need to do so our lives can be changed?
我觉得主会告诉我们说，
I think the Lord would tell us,
既然你有这样的心愿，
Since you have this heart's desire,
很好的，我肯定会帮助你。
This is good and I will surely help you.
我会帮助你完成这个心愿。
I will help you fulfill it.
从今天开始，
From today on,
你只要做一件事情，
Only do one thing.
我说什么你就做什么。
Whatever I say, you do it.
就这么简单。
It's that simple.
这样你的生命就会得到改变。
And then your life will be changed.
在新约我们所用的词是奉献。
And in the New Testament, we call this consecration.
我们把我们自己当作活祭来献给主。
We offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
我们把我们的自己交给主来带领。
We place ourselves into the Lord's hands for He to lead us.
这样子，我们的心意就会更新变化，我们就会明白神的旨意。
So our will be transformed and our mind will be renewed, so we can follow the Lord.
如果我们去访问亚伯拉罕
，If we were to interview Abraham,
亚伯拉罕啊
，Abraham，
你的秘诀是什么
？What is your secret？
你怎么会有这么大的信心？
How did you have such a great faith?
当初神叫你离开本地本族父家的时候，
And when God called you to leave your country, your family, your home,
你怎么就有信心离开呢？
Where did you have the faith from to leave it all behind?
亚伯拉罕会回答我们。
And if Abraham's answer would be,
他的回答其实记载在圣经里面。
Abraham's answer is actually recorded in the Bible.
亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了。
Abraham departed as the Lord has spoken to him.
这是亚伯兰的秘诀。
That is the secret of Abraham.
同样的。
Likewise.
顺服。
Obedience.
神怎么说，他就怎么做。
And whatever God says, he did.
在一次的小家的交通当中。
And in a small group sharing,
那个时候，那个晚上，我们读到约瑟。
We read about Joseph.
我就问了在座的弟兄姐妹。
Then asked around in the people in the group.
我说你们想当约瑟吗
？I asked, do you want to be like Joseph?
一开始没有声音，像今天这样子哈。
At first was silence, just like this.
后来有一位姐妹很勇敢。
And then there's a brave sister who answered.
很诚实的回答。
And also honestly.
她说呢，我想要当后半段的约瑟。
And she said, I want to be the second part of Joseph's life.
我想很多人都会想要做宰相约瑟。
And I think many people would like to be the prime minister like Joseph.
但是没有前半段的约瑟，就没有后半段的约瑟。
But without the earlier Joseph, there cannot be the second part of Joseph.
我们要像主。
We want to be like the Lord.
我们的生命要被改变。
Our lives needs to be changed.
我们需要付代价。
And we need to pay a price.
它不会凭空就有的。
It doesn't happen automatically.
在上周的牧师的信息中。
And in last week's message.
给我印象很深刻的。
And it had left a deep impression on me.
他说到那天的信息，他有三个目的。
And Pastor told us that her message.Last week had three purposes.
第一个目的就是叫我们对神少一点怀疑。
The first purpose was to reduce our doubt about God.
第二个，因着这样子，让我们比较少中仇敌的诡计。
And secondly is to avoid the enemy's schemes.
第三，他讲到说可以让我们早一点享受到神的爱。
And third is to enjoy God's love sooner.
我觉得第一点非常的重要。
And the first point was very important.
如果我们对神老是怀疑，
if we always have doubt was if we always doubt God.
如果我们对我们的神没有信任，
and if we don't trust God.
我们就会怀疑他的动机，
then we will question his motives.
为什么神要我们顺服？
Why would God would like us to obey.
不只要顺服神，
not only to be obedient to God.
要顺服权柄，
but we also have to be obedient to the authorities.
甚至还要彼此顺服，
and even to each other.
真的是没有道理。
It's really illogical.
如果我们怀疑神的动机，
if we doubt God's motives,
那我们真的中了仇敌的诡计。
Then we will fall into the enemy's trap.
我被主得着的时候，
and when I was first gained by the Lord.
我所在的教会是非常强调顺服的教会。
The church I was in emphasized learning obedience.
那个时候发生了一件事情，我印象非常深刻的一个画面。
And I remember an incident vividly still until this day.
那个是在一个聚会的当中。
It was during a meeting.
那个时候我们都被教导说要鼓励人坐到前面去。
At that time, we often were taught to encourage people to sit up in front.
所以那一天呢，我就点了一个我旁边的那个弟兄，我就告诉他，我就用手示意坐到前面去。
And that day, I picked the brother who sat next to me, and I used and gestured him, to sit up front.
他，不好意思，也没有办法。那因为我点他了，他只好坐到前面去。
Because I singled him out and pointed at him, he couldn't refuse, so he moved to the front.
过了一会儿，
and after a while,
我感觉到有人在点我。
I noticed someone was pointing at me.
后面有一个小弟兄。
And behind me, there was a younger brother.
他也学我。
He also imitated me.And
他也叫我坐到前面去。
He did this to ask me to sit for to sit forward.
我很为难。
And I felt awkward.
我到底要不要去
？And I should I go or not?
后来我坐到前面去了。
Even though I eventually went forward.
但是我心里很生气。
I was actually upset in my heart.
你不知道这个小的要听大的吗？
Don't you know that the younger should be obedient to the older?
我可以点别人，你怎么可以点我呢？
I can ask someone else to sit in the front. How can you that ask me to do so?
这件事情一直给我一个非常大的一个印象。
And this actually left a very deep impression in my heart.
主让我看到我的骄傲。
The Lord made me see my own pride.
主也给我一个很大的一个教训。
And the Lord also taught me a great lesson.
我以为我是大的。
I thought I was the greater one.
但是我忘记了圣经告诉我们，我们要彼此顺服。
But I forgot that God, that the Bible also told us to submit to each other.
我要像主吗？
Do I want to be like the Lord?
如果我真的想要像主，
If I really want to be like the Lord,
我必须服在神所给我的环境底下。
I must learn to submit to the circumstance God has put me under.
我要学习服在人的手下。
I also have to learn to submit under the authority of men.
回想主让我学习顺服。
And looking back when God asked me to learn obedience.
从外面的顺到里面的服。
From outward submission to inward surrender.
大部分都不是舒服的。
Most of the time they were not comfortable.
不是愉快的。
It was not pleasant.
但是对改变生命却是有果效的。
Yet they were very effective in transforming the lives.
我们想一想。
Let's think about it.
神需要做多少的巧合？
God has to arrange how many things.
要调度多少的人事物？
And how many people and circumstances.
才能够让我们的生命得到改变？
So that our lives can be transformed.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们不要害怕把我们自己交在主的手中。
Do not be afraid to place ourselves into the hands of the Lord.
只要你有心愿。
As long as you have this heart's desire.
我们看亚伯拉罕。
Let's look at Abraham.
我们看以撒。
Let's look at Isaac.
我们看雅各。
And Jacob.
虽然他们经过了很多很多的不容易。
Although they all went through hardships.
我相信如果我们有一天能够问他们。
But if we can ask them one day.
值得吗？
Was it worth it?
这一切都值得吗？
Is it all worth it?
我相信他们的答案一定是肯定的。
I believe the answer would be a definite yes.
因为到最后，
Because in the end,
在这些人的身上，
In those people,
他们的身上都有一个印记。
Each of them carried a mark.
他们都有一首歌可以唱。
And each of them had a song to sing.
这是只有他们会的歌。
It's only a song that they could sing.
只有他们有的经历，
because that's the experience only they had.
别人没有办法学着唱的，
and people cannot learn to sing it.
非常有价值的一件事情，
it's very valuable.
第二点我想说的，
And secondly, I want to say is
全能的神能够使骸骨复活。
That the Almighty God can bring dry bones to life.
这是神带领先知以西结去看的意象。
And this is the vision God led the prophet Ezekiel to see.
在以西结书三十七章。
That's in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37.
耶和华的灵降在我的身上。
The hand of the Lord came upon me.
耶和华借着他的灵带我出去，把我放在平原中，这个平原满了骸骨。
And brought me out into the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones.
神就问以西结说。
So the Lord asked Ezekiel.
人子啊，这些骸骨能够复活吗？
And he asked me, Son of man, can these bones live?
以西结说，主啊，主耶和华，你是知道的。
And so I answered, O Lord God, you know.
所以神吩咐以西结向这些骸骨发预言。
And the Lord asked Ezekiel to prophesy to these bones.
枯干的骸骨啊。
And said to them, O dry bones.
要听耶和华的话。
Hear the word of the Lord.
主耶和华对这些骸骨如此说。
And thus says the Lord God to these bones.
我必使气息进到你们的里面。
Behold, I will cause breath to enter you.
你们就要活了。
And you shall live.
我必给你们加上筋，使你们长肉，用皮遮盖你们。
I will put sinews on you, bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin.
使气息进到你们的里面，你们就要活了，你们便知道我是耶和华。
And put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord.
接下去的第十一节。
And then verse 11,
主神自己解释这个意象。
And God himself explained this vision.
主对他说，人子啊，这些骸骨就是以色列全家。
Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel.
他们说我们的骨头枯干了。
They say our bones are dry.
我们的指望失去了。
Our hope is lost.
我们灭绝尽尽。
And we ourselves are cut off.
这个意象是讲到以色列家死气沉沉的光景。
And this vision describes the lifeless condition of the house of Israel.
为什么会这样子呢？
Why were they in this state?
因为以色列人被掳到巴比伦。
Because the Israelites were exiled to Babylon.
他们失去了圣殿。
They had lost the temple.
他们失去了家园。
Their homeland.
他们失去了自由。
And their freedom.
他们落在一个没有盼望的光景里面。
And they were left without hope.
但神没有把他们永远留在这样的一个光景里面。
But God did not leave them in this state forever.
神吩咐以西结向这些骸骨发预言。
God commanded Ezekiel to prophesy to the bones.
这些骸骨要怎么样才能够活过来？
And how can these dry bones come back to life?
一个灰心沮丧的基督徒要怎么活过来？
How can a discouraged and weary Christian be revived?
一个往以马忤失去的门徒要怎么样被挽回？
And how can a disciple on the road to Emmaus be restored?
一个失去信心不死不活的基督徒要怎么样才能够活过来？
How can a Christian who has lost faith, neither dead nor alive spiritually, be brought back to life?
神说我要使气息进到你们的里面。
God says, I will cause my breath to enter you.
你们就要活了。
And you shall live.
你们便知道我是耶和华。
And you shall know that I am the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我不知道你们曾不曾经在这样的一个光景里面。
I don't know if you have ever been in such a condition.
我自己曾经在这样的光景里面。
I myself have been in this condition before.
我不知道当我们在这样的一个光景里面，我们还能够做什么。
I don't know what else we can do if we're in this condition.
我不是被巴比伦王尼布加尼撒掳去。
I was not taken by to Babylon by King Nebuchadnezzar.
我是被这个世界的王掳去。
But I was captured by the king of this world.
那个时候，我属灵的生命死气沉沉。
At that time, my spiritual life was dead.
我属灵的生命软弱。
And my spiritual life was weak.
没有信心，没有盼望。
No faith and no hope.
那个时候，有一个弟兄，他跟我交通的时候，他跟我讲。
And at that time, a brother who shared with me told me.
他跟我讲说，你的问题是你没有信心。
And he told me your problem is because you don't have faith.
那个时候我不承认。
And at that time I did not acknowledge it.
我怎么会没有信心呢？
How can I have no faith?
但是别人知道我没有信心，别人看在眼里。
But others they could see that I had no faith in me.
那个时候我怪东怪西。
And at that time, I was blaming everything.
我怪我的老师为什么把我派到一个地方去。
I blame my teacher who sent me there.
我怪我的教会怎么没有粮食的供应。
I blame my church that for not providing spiritual nourishment.
我就是不懂得怪自己。
But did not know to blame myself.
为什么我被世界掳去？
Why was I taken captive by
the world? 为什么我离开主去爱世界？
Why did I leave the Lord and love the world?
我知道我需要悔改。
I knew that I needed to return.
我知道我需要回头。
I knew that I needed to make a U-turn.
但这些知道都在我的头脑知识里面。
But all that remained in my head as a head knowledge.
对实际的状况没有任何的帮助。
It didn't help the actual situation.
神问以西结说。
So God asked Ezekiel,
这些骸骨能够复活吗？
Can these dry bones live?
以西结回答得很好。
Ezekiel actually answered wisely.
他说，主耶和华你知道。
He said, O Lord God, you know.
如果是我的话，
If it were me,
我肯定回答，没有盼望。
I would have answered, no, these bones don't have hope.
你没有看到这些骸骨这么枯干吗？
Can you see these bones are so dry?
没有盼望的。
There's no hope in them.
感谢主。
But thanks to the Lord.
他是全能的神。
He is the Almighty God.
对人是没有盼望的。
Even though it seems no hope to the humans.
对人来说是到尽头了。
To us, it is to the end.
对人来说是不可能回家的。
And to man, there's no way home.
但神知道缺乏的是什么。
But God knows what's missing.
神知道骸骨缺乏的是什么。
God knows what's lacking of the dry bones.
这些骸骨缺乏的是生命。
He knows that the dry bones lack life.
这些骸骨缺乏的是神的气息。
They lack God's breath.
只要神的气息进到他们的里面，
as long as God's breath enters into them,
我们就要活过来，
we will live.
我们就会认识他是耶和华，
and we will know that he is the Almighty God.
我需要的不是别的方法，
I don't need another method.
我需要的是神的气息，
but I need God's breath.
只有神的气息进到我里面，
only when God's breath enters into me,
我才能够活过来，
so only then I can live.
哪里有神的气息？
Where is God's breath?
我真盼望那一片平原，充满骸骨的那个平原。
I hope the plain full of the dry bones.
那片平原是教会。
That plain is represents the church.
只有我不离开教会。
Only if I do not depart from the church.
只要我不离开教会。
As long as I do not leave the church.
神的气息就会临到我。
I will receive God's breath.
全能的神会引我走上回家的路。
The Almighty God will lead me on the way home.
他也会把他的气息给我。
And he will also give me his breath.
只要我在教会。
As long as I remain in the church.
只有在这个地方有神的气息。
And as long as we're here, there's God's breath.
我们没有办法做什么。
We can do nothing.
但是我们可以不离开主。
But we can stay with the Lord.
我们可以不离开教会。
We should stay in the church.
我们可以不要放弃。
And we should not give up.
我们可以不躺在那里，觉得这个就是了。
And we should not say that lying there is a normal state.
我们可以不要甘愿做仇敌的奴仆。
And we should not be willing to remain a captive of the enemy.
我们可以相信，我们可以不要相信没有盼望。
And we should not believe that there is no hope.
我们可以相信神是全能的神。
We should simply believe that our God is the Almighty God.
他会救我们出来。
He will save us.
最后我想讲的。
And lastly, I want to share.
我们的盼望是在乎全能的神。
Is that our hope rests in the Almighty God?
我们的把握也在于全能的神。
And our assurance is in the Almighty God.
他要完成他手中的工作。
He will complete the work of his hands.
无论是亚伯拉罕。
Whether it's Abraham,
无论是以撒
Isaac,
无论是雅各
Jacob,
无论是约瑟
Joseph,
无论是摩西
or Moses,
历史历代有很多很多的人都可以向我们做见证
and all those through the history who can testify to us,
他们都异口同声地说一件事情
they would say with one voice,
全能的神
the Almighty God,
是那位一生牧养我的神
is also the God who has shepherded me all my life
一生牧养我直到今日的神
who has shepherded me all my life to this day
直到今日
the phrase
这个词很感动我
deeply moves me
对雅各来说
even for Jacob
当他说这句话的时候
when he said that
他没有剩下多少的年日
he did not have many days left
这些年日是人所看为不太重要的年日。
Yes, yet even though these remaining days that people might consider insignificant.
但是直到今日。
But to this day.
对人来说。
To men.
也许这是不重要的年日。
To men, though, even though those days are insignificant.
但是神直到今日。
But until this day.
神不把那个年日看为不重要的年日。
Until this day, God does not consider those insignificant.
全能的神继续牧养他。
The Almighty God continued to shepherd him.
雅各继续在神的手中。
And Jacob remained in God's hands.
他们都可以见证。
They can all testify.
他们一个一个都可以见证他们在神的手中。
And each and every one of them can all testify that they are in God's hands.
到一生的结束，他们都可以见证他们有神。
Till the end of their life, they can testify they have God.
我们的一生寄托在什么事情上面？
What do we entrust our lives to?
有什么东西是我们真正所拥有的？
What do we truly possess?
最近我读到一篇短文。
Recently, I read about a short article.
讲到一个英国的艺术家，他叫做 Michael Landy.
About a British artist called Michael Landy.
他一生有一个代表作。
And his most well-known work.
就是在2001年的时候的，他的代表作叫做破坏。
And his most well-known work was done in the year 2001. It's called Breakdown.
他在伦敦的一个旧的一个百货公司里面。
In a former department store in London,
他用两个礼拜的时间。
He spent 2 weeks' time.
他set up 了一些输送带，跟粉碎机。
And he set up a conveying belt and shredding machine.
把他那个时候所拥有的财产。
And
所有的财产。
And everything he possessed at the time.
他算过有7227件物品。
He counted them. There were 7,227 items in total.
他的护照、他的出生证明、他的汽车、他的衣服
，including his passport, birth certificate, cars, clothes, and even his artwork.
甚至他早年做的艺术品
，and even his early artwork.
全部都放到那个粉碎机里面去粉碎。
Everything was sent to this shredding machine to be shredded.
后来，他要让人知道。一件事情。
And he wanted to let the people know one thing.
他盼望人类探讨人类跟物质的关系。
And he wanted people to explore the relationship between humans and material possessions.
他说在现在的消费的社会当中。
And he said in this consumer society.
如果失去了物质。
If all material possessions are gone.
人还剩下什么？
What remains of a person?
这句话是他留下来想要问大家的。
And this is the question he wants to ask us.
如果失去了所有的物质，
if we have lost all our material possessions,
人还剩下什么？
What else do we have left?
也许他问的都是世上的人。
Maybe he was asking the people of the world.
但是如果今天他问我们这句话，
but if it today he would ask us the same question.
如果所有的物质都出去了，
if we don't have any of those material things.
我们还有什么可以剩下？
What else do we have left?
我们能不能说，我不需要这些物质？
Can we say we don't need these material things?
因为我是一个有神的人。
Because I am a person with God.
我们是一个有神的人。
Because I am a person who has God.
我在神的手中。
I am in God's hands.
如果你们问我，
If you ask me,
你能够有把握到你最后的那一天，你还能够抓住主吗？
Do you have this assurance that until your last day, you are still able to hold on to the Lord?
我觉得我的答案是我不能。
I think my answer is I may not be able to.
我真的不知道我到最后的日子，我还能不能抓住主。
I don't know whether until the last day of my life, I can still.Be able to hold on to God.
但是感谢神。
But thanks to the Lord.
他是全能的神。
He is the Almighty God.
我没有把握能够抓住他。
Even though I don't have the assurance that I can hold on to him.
但是我有一个把握，他会抓住我。
But I do have this assurance that he will hold on to me.
如果我们今天是一个有神的人。
Today, if we are people with God.
如果我们今天努力地抓住主。
If we strive to grasp and hold on to God.
如果我们今天不停地让他做工在我们的身上。
And if we let him continue working in us.
我敢说。
I can say.
到那一天来到我们没有力气去抓他的时候。
I dare to say that on that day when we no longer have the strength to hold on to him.
他会抓住我们。
He will hold on to us.
他会扶持我们。
He will sustain us.
因为他是全能的神。
Because he is the Almighty God.
因为他是一生牧养我们直到今日的神。
Because he is the one who has shepherded us all the days, all of our days to this day.
神从来不半途而废。
God never abandons his work halfway.
在神的手中何等的稳妥。
How secure it is to be in God's hands.
我们一起来经历这位全能的神。
May we all experience together this Almighty God.
最后我们一起唱一首诗歌。
Finally, let's sing a hymn together.
圣徒诗歌468首，是爱的神做我的牧人。
Hymn 468, The Lord My Shepherd Is.
我们请团队带我们唱。
We ask the worship and praise team to lead us.
我很感动那个第四节。
I am deeply moved by verse 4.
他说何等可疑，我们可以看第四节一起。
It says, while he affords his aid.
何等不明，何等可疑，怎能行走无所顾忌。
While he affords his aid, I cannot yield to fear.
我们觉得一切都很顺利。
When we think everything is well.
我们觉得今天好像我们拥有一切。
We think we own everything today.
但是我们不要忘记。
But let's not forget.
后面有神在带领我们。
Because we have God who's leading us.
是神在引导我们。
It is God who's guiding us.
我们离了神，我们什么都没有。
Apart from God, we have nothing.
盼望我们把我们自己交在主的手中。
May we entrust ourselves into God's hands.
让他来带领我们的一生。
And let him guide our lives. Let's all rise.
Yeah.